This message you're about to listen to is from the GAIN Ministry, under the hand of God upon His servant, Apostle Ezekiel Jegede. Your life is about to experience a phenomenal surge as you engage intentionally the truth that will be shared. May your light break forth as you listen in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is an atmosphere of ordination. Make sure you don't miss him. Make sure you don't pass you by. Que pala sote fantosa pata. Ia da la 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 upon the Son of Man, and a voice spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." This is an atmosphere of ordination.
Open the floodgates.
Hear
in abundance. In abundance.
We
are in your presence,
Holy Spirit.
Let it rain.
In all you're doing tonight,
cause your
make sure you eat that fountain.
Let it fall on us.
Where the brooks of water will burst open.
We are in your presence.
Don't waste this atmosphere before Jesus.
Let it rain. Oh, cause your rain.
Deluge of rain and an abundance of rain. Instruction of the Spirit. We hold our hands together as we journey together in prayer. If you cannot pray in the language of the Spirit, just make sure you're praying. There's an enabling grace in this house tonight that will help you pray. This is the house of prayer. You cannot come here and go back the same way. There is a journey tonight in this place. In the next 5 minutes, are we ready? Are we ready?
Shalarabo Sempreko Safreka Tuasata Mengoza Hengno Shikandosa Rukapato Safreka Tuska Pentosa Liatuata Akona Sileme Haikosha Litua Rumana Katasitu Satutukanta Lakua Eko Semino Shale Fandosa Iko panto se preketo se frekota sha Eluza barakote se prekota se poto Iko pato se fakata le parase taka pato le parasito Shapasa ta makatua Rekesa taka se preko se prekosa Can you stir it up more? Can you increase the tune more? Effectual Fomens At Fels Pray of a righteous man Make us tremendous power available. Ikopasa tuata. Ela kopa tata. Usa la kuta manasua. Ena matasa paka tala fakuska tuta. Ikopa tata paka tua. Araka pato sotua. Ikopa tua. Azuli kutu tutu. Ikopa tala matuli masatoka patuata. Araka pano sopato leskopre moto sotua. Ikopasa tata sopre kosheta. Ena sopatua. Anyana mosa, anyana makuta tutua, elusu tubutua, imana kutututu, isumatua, emana sotua, aruma na kuata, esa preko topoto lotua, imana kuso, epeko tutututututu. There's an anointing in this place. It's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it's making tremendous power available. There's an ordination in this house tonight. Omana kose freke suta kapata Mene koto poko tole patalata Shila katatatatatata pakatua There's something you can do with the presence of the Spirit. There's something you can do with the presence of the Spirit. There's something you can do with the presence of the Spirit. There's something you can do with the presence of the Spirit. Seketo sopra kosata Shaleke suta Epeko sopra kosa Kalatoske prekota Elomano kosuta Ikapato sopra ketua Alako sopra kosa pata Shino bando sete Shakata Ipapa papos Obra toska peta Shika papa papa posusu Isu papa toska pa Isheke tototototota Ikwa pros kwa patwata Shituske pa Aitu bele petote Shapa toske Shalabaraba sote ke sopra ketwa Few minutes to go Hebana mo salye kana mo shaya Ika bazumi mana no sapaya raya Eke le mana no sapati nikisula bararabo saya
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Just Johnny. That's Johnny. A little more strength, a little more tenacity, a little more intentionality, a little more focus, a little more determination, a little more knocking. It's about to happen. Don't get tired.
shali amanana no iku sapata le fere ke tole paris kapatwa ta ayini bisala ko kagala na 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 ye
I will be done. Oh,
I see Jesus
seated on the throne. I see his angels
ascending and descending in this assembly tonight.
Make sure it's not your emotions that is praying. Make sure it's not your emotions. Ride on the wings of the Spirit. Ride on the wings of the Spirit. Ride on the wings of the Spirit. Come back with a voice. Come back with a speaking.
To the Lamb upon the throne.
Exploit his belt upon the wings of the voice of God.
Jesus.
Supernatural abilities enabled by the workings of the voice of God.
I see his angels.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Ascending everywhere.
Oh my God.
I see the spirits touching lives again. Oh.
Thank you for the ordinations in this house tonight. Thank you for the signet of I am upon us tonight. Thank you for the invasion of the Spirit. Thank you for putting a stamp of heaven upon our petition tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Komana no saina. Akusha wana no no some pekatusa. Sila barabosha. Hoka paribo santa kasi precosa. Shila barabosota. This is the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Hey. I am the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. There's an atmosphere
where nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible in this atmosphere tonight.
No disease incurable.
Your spirit is tarry for just 2 minutes for somebody to hit the fountain. Call a man away.
There's an atmosphere.
Oh.
When nothing is impossible.
Every revelation is possible in this atmosphere tonight. Settlements. Settlements.
This is the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Kapana mo shalia kosa. There is decoration for someone in this house tonight.
This is the
atmosphere.
Familiar with your presence, we will never trivialize the power of your glory. We will never. We thank you for your visitation. Thank you for the ordination in this house tonight. Thank you for the ordination in this assembly tonight. Hermanos, quietly be seated. Quietly. Your mouth can stop praying, but your spirit can pray. Quietly. Mayena no safreko sapita luza na mosh. Anako safreko ta saprikitile masota. Sukatafan lo seprika tole fani so prakatuta. Ashini mina ko sapreko tole frakosa takatua. Eko banano sini hande fahora. Kemanto siple ko saprika fatola sia. Hakumana no shapita. If the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, can you carry your writing pads and begin to put them down? Document the speakings of the ancient one. Hikamana antali superhide frakota. Shakatakotu kapandosa. Kalusi freketosa mpreketola. Apana no shakatule petosa pretota. Asuka fatuta. Ekusa pantola puta. Aruketa damakoso peketole parasi frakota. Shilamana katola boroba zande fregezota patua. Ayara bakatole peketoroba. Hikapasa takatukutu. Reba papa papa asuka toa asuka toa shilako akanamaya iko pansatura arutu lumana sombekota shilakasi mbeko safrika toa amana kose pekota ayana katusu katu katua shilanana totototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototototot Please, just this last one. The presence of God is so much heavy in this atmosphere. Just one song that will minister to you, everyone. Just stand. Rest in the atmosphere of the song. Please help me. Stand still and know that He's come. There's no need to fear, for the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Stand still. For the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's.
Rest in His love. Stand. When God ordains a man, He takes over the battle of that man. When God ordains a man, He takes over every issue of concern. Just stand still. Stand still and know that He is God. It is no longer your battle. As long as His hand is upon you and His spirit is upon you, it's no longer your battle. It's the Lord's. There's no need to fear. There's no need to fret. There's no need to run out and scatter. There's no need to step down into Egypt. There's no need to corrupt your conviction. It's no more your battle. It's no longer your projects. It's no longer your prayer points. It's no longer your desire. It's the Lord's.
The battle is not yours. The battle.
There's a breakthrough in this house with everybody's name on it, and it will not elude you in Jesus' name. Welcome to church. Can we celebrate Jesus? If it's for Jesus, can it be louder? Can it be better? If it's for Jesus, can we do it with a shout? Can we do it with a shout? Can we do it rejoicing? Say thank you, Jesus. It's such an honor to be called your own. Can you make welcome your neighbor to the left and to the right? Welcome. I trust you've been enjoying service. And I trust you've been blessed from the start of the service up until this moment. I bring you greetings from the set man, the chief servant of this house, Apostle Ezekiel Chekede. He will soon be with us. He has an external ministration that ran into our worship time. You know, since when he told me, I kept telling him, I said, this shoe is too heavy. Please have mercy on me. Even to the point when he was going to be stepping out, I said, this shoe is heavy. And then, I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for his manifest presence in our midst tonight. If you have truly been touched by the hand of God, and if you have truly been blessed, can we celebrate Jesus one more time? The word of the Lord is coming expressly to us tonight, and is coming to do strategic things in our lives. And I will please implore us that we stay tuned with the speakings of God. And it's so going to bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man. That three things that is peculiar in the life of every living thing is that we walk, we stand, and we sit. Right or wrong? You are seated. I am standing. We walk down here. So you are either doing any of these three. He now said something. Not blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He made us understand that it's not given to any man perpetually to keep doing these things alone. Do we understand? You know, sometimes you can be sitting alone. Sometimes you can be standing alone. Sometimes you can be walking alone. But even while you are walking alone, do you know there are a multitude of people walking with you? There are people that are seated there that you don't know, but you're seated together. Meaning that when you carry out these actions as human, you tend to carry it out amongst multitude of people. Yes or no? So he's saying that there is something that connects one man to other people that determines the blessedness of that man. Have it together. There's something that connects me with you, that connects me with everybody here, that connects me with everybody outside. It is either they are aware of it or not. There's something. This scripture is making us know that a man cannot survive alone. We are not created to live life all by ourselves. Do we understand? We will always live life with connection to other people. So this scripture is making us understand our relationship with people, and that relationship sustains the capacity to make you either blessed or otherwise. I'm laying the foundation. Blessed is the man that does what? That walketh. If he's walking alone, you will be able to determine it alone. But there is a council of people there. If he's standing alone, it would have been better. He would decide and make his choices. But there are other people there. And if he's sitting alone. So it makes us understand that in all our doings, we can never take away the place of people. And this relationship with people determines one thing: our blessedness. Tonight, the Holy Spirit has instructed that we explore the topic attaining greatness by association. Attaining greatness by association. Attaining greatness by association. Are we done writing? So can we look up at the screen? Can we take Psalm 1 verse 1 together? 1, 2, ready, go. Attaining greatness by association.
the blessedness upon the life of any man. Don't think you know, sometimes our generation, we love mysterious topics. That whenever they announce the topic, we will now do. Don't think you understand yet. Revelation in this kingdom is in degree and in levels. Let me just put it this way. Revelation is progressive. That you know yesterday doesn't mean you know tomorrow. So just sit back and trust the Holy Spirit to be the interpreter of His word to us tonight. Now we have two powerful words in this topic. Greatness and association. Now that word greatness is not standing alone. Attaining greatness. Meaning that when it comes to greatness, I'm looking for another word for attain. We grow up into greatness. Do we understand what I'm trying to say? We grow up into greatness. So greatness is meant to be attained, not really achieved as it were. We can achieve success, but we attain greatness. Because success does not equate to greatness. There are many successful people that are not great. And there are many great people that are not even successful. You can achieve success, but when it comes to greatness, you attain it. Because it is a strategic build-up that brings about greatness. So the Bible is saying that when it comes to greatness, it is attained, number one. And number two, a lot of factors might sum up together to bring greatness into the life of a man. But we want to explore one of it, which is called association. What does it mean? What is association? Association are the connections people make in their journey through life with other people. Associations are the connections people make in their journey through life with other people. Associations are the connections people make in their journey through life with other people. Association can be general, it can be periodic, and it can be strategic. Association can be general, it can be periodic, and it can be strategic. Associations are the connections people make in their journey through life with other people. Association can be general, it can be periodic, and it can be strategic. Sometimes we quickly forget that even the family we are bettered into is a type of association. In our journey through life, when we find ourselves in different gatherings, it might look like a general association. People don't really know you for who you are. People just treat you by the culture of that thing that is binding all of you together. Do we understand? Like if you come into gain ministry now, it is expedient that the leaders show you love, right? They will greet you. They will make you feel welcome. It is the culture of gain ministry. It is not the identity of the leader. So, association can be general. And the type of association would determine its approach. Association can be periodic. Periodic in the sense that a lot of us, we remember some names, we don't remember some names, but we add some association when we're in primary school. Some association in secondary school. Some association in university. Those are periodic associations. They will make impact in your life. Hope you know. And their impact sometimes cannot be erased. Association can be general. It can be periodic. And now, look at me. There are some times that some of us, we will run into our primary school colleague that we've not seen for years. And they will be the reason why a contract was awarded to us. sometimes we will run into an old friend, and they will be the reason. They will be the start for a life of complacency and failure. Association can be general, it can be periodic, and it can be strategic. When it comes to strategic association, that is determined by you. But general and periodic association is not determined by you. You go to school, you add classmates, you never had the option to say, I don't want to be your classmate. And as I journey through this teaching, because it's a teaching, because we'll both be engaging it together. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 20. I love to establish a lot of truth from the scripture so that it will drive home the point. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. That you and me, we decide strategically to walk in the way of good men. And when you walk in the way of good men, something will happen. You'll be able to keep your paths. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of righteousness. So whatever pathway you see in your life is a feedback of the kind of walk or the way you are walking in. The consistency of what we see happen in our life. The Bible is saying that if you walk in the way of good men, there's a predictable result. Your path will be kept. And the other way around. I don't want to dwell too much on this introduction. Periodic relationship sometimes is not the major part of our challenge. But you see that strategic relationship or association, we don't even see it as one. Because do you know that either a general or a periodic relationship can actually be strategic if you choose to make it one? See, let me tell you something. In this house, there is revelation. In this house, there is rhema. But in this house, we practice and we teach all that pertains to life and godliness. There's an ordination of the spirit and there's intelligence of man to keep the ordination. A lot of people lost their ordination in the Bible and in our world today because they lacked the intelligence of association to keep it burning. It was until Lot left Abraham before he knew that his success was a fluke. It is good that your heart pants so much for mysteries, but it's more excellent when your wisdom can sustain the mysteries. I'm going to walk us through the scripture very soon. Psalm 142 verse 4. Look at this scripture. Before you write, I want everybody to look at this scripture. I would love it in NIV or Amplified, please. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Look on the right hand. I prefer the way NIV kept it. If we can get NIV, I will appreciate it. Look on the right hand, the point of attack, and see, for there is no man who knows me to appear for me. Refuge has failed me, and I have no way to flee. No man cares for my life or my welfare. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. This is the estate of so many people, that every achievement in our life comes by our sweat, not by relationship. This is the state of a lot of men in the world today. You look, do you know that the right hand is meant to be the place of power? You look at your place of power and there was no one that cared. Bible speaking in the book of Ecclesiastes says, two is better than one, in that there's a reward for their labor. And when one falls, there's another to lift. How will a man look at the entirety of his life and there's nobody that cares for him? Nobody showing concern. There's no refuge. There's no help. When God came on the scene at creation, hope you know that association started from Genesis chapter 1. Even God beckoned on the Spirit to build. There are some things in your life that either by wisdom, by exposure, by education, by finances, you cannot make happen for your life. It takes the assistance of those strategic associations. I've forgotten the part of the scripture that says that there was no man to speak for me by the gates. A man looked at his life and see the reports. When you see scripture like this, the next question is, what cost it? You know that when Jesus was about to perform a miracle, the disciples started asking him, why was he blind from birth? Is it the mother? Is it the father? The ability to ask questions when you read scripture will give you revelation. Why? Why will he not have refuge? Why will no one show concern? Why will no one be ready to help? Why? Attaining greatness by association. I walk through scripture. I have like maybe 20 of it written here. From Moses and Aaron to Moses and Joshua to Joshua and Caleb to David and Jonathan to the men in the cave of Adullam to Job and Elihu to Mary and Elizabeth to Daniel and the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to Esther and Mordecai, to Naomi and Ruth, to Timothy and Paul, to Laban and Jacob, to Abraham and Lot, and to Jesus and his disciples. None of these men achieved greatness without an association. Laban had nothing called prosperity until Jacob came to the scene. 12 people went to spy. 2 people connived, as in they had quality relationship and their destiny was settled. 10 people. Do you know that among those 10 people, it might just be one person that would dissuade them? And 10 people lost their inheritance. It is not about the multitude or the number of people present in your life. It's how valuable they are. You don't need too much. We don't need too much. Mary and Elizabeth. Ruth never knew that she could be archived in greatness, if not that she insisted on a strategic relationship like Naomi. The Bible recorded that when Esther was in the house of beautification, Mordecai was moving by the windows to know how she's behaving. Attaining greatness by association. Sorry, I'm so excited. Please, can we celebrate Papa? Welcome. Amen. Okay, let's be seated. So I'm sorry. My bias. I'm sorry. Okay, now, I want to show us something in the scripture and then we move. I was saying that I listed those number of people for us so that we will know that greatness is not self-attained. No matter how wise you are, no matter how eloquent you are, no matter how anointed you are, greatness is not self-attained. The intelligence of the Spirit has carved out the need for association. I want to show us something that will bless us. A lot of times we are always talking about a certain man in the Bible. One day I was sitting and I was studying, and I told myself that could it be that we have heard too much stories while we are in children's church? So whenever we are reading the Bible, the story has already concluded the Bible for us. Does it happen to you? Are we together? So they've told you David and Goliath. So your eyes is not catching the truth. You just say, David now killed Goliath. And they said, Saul is not a bad man. And they now said, Bible story has cheated a lot of us from studying deeply. 1 Samuel chapter 9. I want to show us something from verse 5 that will really bless us tonight. Now, this was a story of Saul when the donkey of his father was missing and the father told him to go and look for it. Verse 5, because of time. And when they, please look up. And when they were come to the land of Zoph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought of us. You know, Saul is a thoughtful man. He doesn't want his father to go through stress. Verse 6, we're reading to 8. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God. Now this is a servant of Saul speaking. There is in this city a man of God, and is an honorable man, and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither, peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. Pause. A man was about to give up on a destiny walk. A man was about to throw in the towel. A man was about to say, see, you know what? Let's just go back and settle for the less. A man was saying that I'm going back to my father's house. It does not matter. A man had concluded a journey of life. A man had concluded a possibility. A man had concluded and says, even though he was hiding under a cogent reason of his father, but the truth is that he has concluded about life. Let me tell you something. For the servant to give this advice, it means that there's still opportunity to go further. And then, that was why I told you that it is not in the number of people, but how valuable they are. Though a servant, verse 7, then Saul said to his servants, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? Can you see that Saul is really a thoughtful man? First of all, his father. Second of all, I can't go to meet a man of God empty-handed. The reasons that we give in giving up on life most of the time looks cogent. Some people never gave up on life because they have a mother that insisted on them. You will look at this verse and you will say, yes, it's true. Verse 8 now. And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver that will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. When I was studying the scripture, something came to my mind. A servant should not be willing to bring out his resources. He does not know when more will come because he's a servant. A servant should keep it and say, if peradventure anything happen, they will attend to my master before me. So let me keep my own. Is the Holy Spirit helping us to understand? A servant, number one, proffered a solution based on information. Number two, brought out resources even though he was the last on him. A man was about to attain greatness in his journey through life. And here we are seeing a servant. I think he should have been a colleague. I think he should have been a younger brother that is also from their lineage. I think he should have been a man of war. but a servant. The first thing about attaining greatness by association is your discernment. Little did Saul knew that a servant had the capacity to carve out the path of greatness for him. Though a servant, yet he was wise. Though a servant, yet he was selfless. Though a servant, yet he had resources. Though a servant. When you see a servant and his master, it is so difficult for you to say this is an advantageous relationship. Sometimes the people around us, we have closed every hope that we can ever attain anything good by them. Greatness never appears in a magnified form sometimes. Sometimes greatness can be a seed. It can be a seed. If you are waiting for that man inside Range Rovers, I really don't know much about cars, or we are waiting for that person that will just inbox us and we know he had the capacity to raise us, you might be losing out on association that will bet greatness. It should have been one of the disciples that will bust the alabaster box, that will see Jesus, that will see the stone that was rolled away. Greatness sometimes appears in its least expected form. A servant. A servant. Saul was a man that everything that contributed to his enthronement was by association. Everything that contributed to Saul becoming a king over Israel was by association. 90% of our achievements in life can never, ever be done alone. I will show us very soon 7 key principles. I wrote here that understanding the biblical principles of relationship is the key to truly attaining greatness. We need to understand the biblical principles of relationship. Every man had somebody by their side. By their side. By their side. Now, this will be a very fast read, and this is the core of our teaching tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 2 to 6. The next chapter. And then I'll give us the 7 keys. I want us to read it together, so I'll just allow us, right? Are we there? When thou art departed from me, now the whole meeting between Saul and Samuel had happened. They had gone to Samuel, they had given him the gift, and God has spoken to Samuel earlier that a man will come, and that's the king that I have prepared for Israel. Now, this is the journey. When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find 2 men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father had left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Next verse. Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee 3 men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying 3 kids, another carrying 3 loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you and give you 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. A servant orchestrated how Saul will meet with a prophet. And the same prophet still made him know. Let me tell us something. I used to tell people that one of spiritual intelligence in life is understanding the pattern which your life follows. Never ignore whatever happened in the journey of your life. They are a pointer to the kind of your call, your purpose, and your grace. Samuel still made Saul know that even though God has spoken to me that you become king, there are certain roles that other men will play in your life that I cannot play it. Is Samuel not a prophet? Didn't you read it earlier that there's no word that comes out of his mouth and he falls to the ground? But yet, he could not do what some other people have to do in the life of Saul. Sometimes we think everything that is needed is the prophetic speakings and the sayings over our life. Sometimes we think it's about the seed. Sometimes we think it's about the tithe and the offering. Sometimes we think it's about being of service to the man of God. But let me announce to you, the man of God participation is only a part. There are also other parts for other associations. If we neglect our leaders and exalt so much our spiritual father, who will be here with us? Not all roles will be played by your family. Not all roles will be played by your spouse. Not all roles will be played by your prophet. Some will be played by a commoner. Some will be played by that gate man. It is high level of spiritual intelligence never to look down on any man, because your servant might be carrying your prophecy. Your junior in school might be the one that will link you to your spouse, attaining greatness by association. We have been cultured in this part of the world to believe that only certain people that have an advantage of prosperity, of finances, they own a company, they have an idea, they are the only one that can lead us to greatness. No, it's not true. Three gifts were symbolic in the life of Jesus. It was never brought by the prophet in the temple. It was brought by strangers that nobody knew their source. It looks like it should be Abraham that have the prophetic insight to get a wife for Isaac. But what happened to Abraham's trusted servant? When the eyes of our parents are dim and they cannot see very well again, like it happened to Isaac, who will be there to hold our hands? When they cannot do so much prayers like they did before, who was that old woman you never made go hungry that still stand by praying for you? Apostle Selman speaking that he was in a filling station, he was passing by, and three women came and they were buying sugar cane. We all know this story. And then he brought out 15 naira, 10 naira and 5 naira to pay for their sugar cane. And they said, "My son, forever walk on gold, greatness." Tattered. I remember when I was in the north, I just have this compassion for all these Alimajiri boys. I never enter a bus and come down without paying for somebody. I never. Sometimes they will not say thank you. Sometimes because of the way you are dressed, that your head is not covered, they will even eye you. And he is like, "Who sent you?" But I will smile. Sometimes they can even come down and do like this to you. I'm telling you,
meaning that you are a stranger and you are blessing them and they don't want. The greatness that men seek don't come with packaged giftings. They come in sackcloth, tattered attires, unattractive looks, yet greatness is resident in them. I learned something from my mother-in-law. When medical students were still at mini campus, she housed a lot of them. None of her birthday passed by and those people don't bless her. She cannot ring their phone twice. They are now all scattered in US, in UK, in Canada. But whenever she calls them, they can never forget the things she did for them. She can never ever beg under their watch. They never look. One of them was even expelled from University of Ilorin for doing politics. But she believed in that guy. Now he's a medical doctor in the US. If you had looked at him and say, I don't believe in your future, why will you go into politics? What of this and what is that? She told me that she was one of those that went to beg for him, rolling on the floor in front of the registrar or whoever passed the verdict. My mother-in-law, rolling on the floor, begging them. But they never agreed. But the man never forgot. Till tomorrow, there are some things he can never miss. It's only for mommy not to cough. He never looked at like his future. I remember whenever he talks with me, he was like, I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to come down to Nigeria. That a mother even secured a destiny relationship for his son. 7 powerful keys to guide your association. Please, you can take it back to verse 2 as we journey through. I'll just show us in the scripture. Establish it. Associate with men that has a defined destination. That's number one. Men that has a defined destination. Defined destination. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 never told us that those men were coming from somewhere, going to somewhere. And that was why the only thing they did was to announce a problem and never provide a solution. Saul, oh Saul, your father has been looking for you. Do you want him to be sick? He's saying he's sorrowing. Oga, oh yeah, thank you for telling me the problem. But aren't they meant to say, oh yeah, we will lead you back home to your father so that your father will stop sorrowing? Anybody that is filled with too many complaints, please leave them, because they will complain you out of your process. It will look like an advice, but they're actually dragging you out. And what is it now? I know who you used to be. They only came to announce a problem. Where is the wisdom for solution? Anybody that is quick to only detect your failure and cannot even identify with your small win will not take you to your place of greatness. Every time. I thought you would sing that song better. Oh, if I that pitch. At least appreciate me first. Look out for one thing that can be celebrated. They don't have a destination. They don't have an assignment. They were just moving around. That was why God used them for as a complainer. Defined destination. Verse 3 now. Defined destination. Then shall thou go on forward. Let me pause to tell you this. This is why I had to explain verse 2. Samuel had to tell Saul, you need to go on forward because complainers will keep you at one spot. After they have complained to you, move. Don't stay there with them. Then shall thou go on forward from there. Because if Samuel had not given him this instruction, he would have stayed and be asking,
So how bad is my father feeling? And my mother too? Even my sisters? He will have been engaging fruitless discussion. Some will say, yes, they will complain. Yes, they will point accusing fingers. But do what? Move. Meaning that in our journey through into greatness, you cannot take away the part of complainers. Not everybody will see the good in you. Not everybody will celebrate your small wins. Not everybody will celebrate your packet of victories. They want it to be loud before they celebrate it. What am I saying to you tonight? Go. Talk to me. Because in your going forward is where destiny will be achieved. In your going forward is where greatness will be attained. In your going forward is where settlements will come. If you stay with complainers, you remain with complainers. And if you stay with complainers, very soon you will start envying another great person. You now become the chief complainer. It took wisdom for Elihu to be able to give another counsel and not join the other three friends. Defined destination. The Bible says that, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall thou meet three men going up to God to Bethel. They know where they are going. When you converse with a man, by the time they give you an account of their destiny, you will be too grateful to be part of their journey. I'm not teaching relationship, but it's climbing me. 20 minutes is too much for you to know if you can journey with a person. What do we have in common? I was reading the book of Ezra, and Zerubbabel said something. He said, we will not go up to build with people that we don't have anything in common. I had to asterisk that place. Meaning that when I want to pick any association, we must have something in common. Three men, same focus, same destination, same reference. They were going to Bethel to God. They were going to God to Bethel. Where there's no defined destination, be unapologetic to stay there. Somebody getting blessed tonight. It was God gave us an atmosphere of ordination tonight, but there's something to keep ordination. Saul was about to be ordinated, but association played a larger role. Number two, associate with men that have precise assignments. Precise assignments. Precise assignments. One carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. Precise. Precise assignment. If your assignment is not precise, it's difficult for you to be focused. Attaining greatness by association. Precise assignment. Can we just begin to ruminate on the things that has been said? Defined destination. All of these things that we keep talking about in emotional relationship. When are you going to take this relationship to the next level? And you feel so frustrated. It's because we don't even understand the rudiments that guide general relationship. Defined destination. Precise assignment. Every one of those men were carrying something specific. They were holding on to something specific. They were not empty-handed. Even though they were going to God, but there was something of value in their hands. There was something of value in their hands. Number three. associate with men that are submitted and dedicated to God and his authority. Submitted and dedicated to God and his authority. Greatness can be achieved in various ways, through various means. But the most secured kind of means to attain greatness is through God. These men were going up to God. Let me tell you something. It's one thing if you have not discovered your purpose, but if you have discovered why you are here and it's traceable to God, you'll be doing yourself an injustice to be associated or give your destiny to the mercy of somebody that does not believe in what you believe in. Because you know why? They will always give you an alternative means to achieving that greatness. And I can bet it with you that that alternative means will never last. If he's going to be rendering his service to God as a king, he must be associated and influenced by people that reference that same God. Number four, associate with people that understand kingdom patterns and principles. That have understanding of kingdom patterns and principles. Verse 4. That have understanding of kingdom patterns and principles. Are we done writing? Can we look up? What did Samuel said to Saul? And they would do what? And they would do what? What happened to Mary and Elizabeth when Mary saluted Elizabeth? What happened? Bible students, the baby in her womb leaped. If the prophecy upon your life will leap, associate with people that understand kingdom principles and patterns. It is not about them alone. Do you know that if you are an intelligent Bible reader, you will understand that salutation according to the pattern of the kingdom is not just about saying good morning. In the scripture, men withheld possibilities that they can impact on another person because they were careless not to salute. You will always see salutation in the equation to a transference or an impartation. I'm not saying I have studied too much of the scripture, but the little knowledge that the Holy Spirit has exposed my mind to, I have seen salutation played out in the equation of every transference of greatness and an anointing. When I mean people that understand kingdom principles and patterns, I mean people that understand the power of word, that they will not just jokingly tell you what that would affect your destiny. It's part of kingdom principles and patterns. To some people, everything is, how do they say this thing? They play. You are robbing me of my glorious destiny by your careless words. When the Bible says that, Papa made us understand that it is not the power of life and death. He said life and death lies in the power of the tongue. What is the quality of the tongues that you mingle with every day of your life? Attaining greatness by association. Men has pushed people that has no business with greatness into greatness because they spoke. And Jesus had to use, and God in heaven had to speak, hear ye him. They never listened to Jesus until the voice came. Which voice is predominant? Is it a voice that understands the principles and the patterns of the kingdom? Salutation is not good morning, good afternoon, good night. Salutation is a key to open up some realms. Didn't you read how Ruth was given to salutation? Even when he did not know if he's the servant or if he's Boaz, if he's the owner of the field or not, she entered there with a posture of heart, kingdom principles. Or didn't you read in the book of Esther when the Bible said that and Esther was subjected to her own uncle, salutation? How well does your association understand the weightiness of kingdom patterns? What do they joke with around your life that is too weighty to be careless? Some of us, our association, they will make mess of our pain, make mess of our process, that you will feel like aborting your process. Psalm 119 verse 63. Let me just show us something. And they will salute you. Psalm 119 verse 63. Talking about God. You will only find me making companion with those that fear you. If they don't fear you, they cannot be my friend. If they don't fear you, I cannot be their companion. Love is a universal commandment. Association is by choice. I am only a companion of those that fear you, God. Because it is when they fear you that they can keep the kingdom patterns and principles. That is why sometimes Papa will say, even the devil is shocked at the things we say is sponsoring them. Because some of the things that is happening in our life, they are not delay. We have not just surrounded ourselves with right association that can call forth our next level. How many of your association can hold a night watch with you? How many of association can fast on your behalf without telling you? How many of them can see a testimony and say, I prayed it come? How many of them have ever called you and said, I received this word while praying for you? Now, let me tell us something. Please, let's go back. Do you know why you need to understand kingdom patterns and principles? A lot of people confess God. A lot of people are on their way to Bethel. A lot of people are even fulfilling purpose. But they don't have respect. They don't have a system of honor to relate with you. When you relate with men, relate with their future, not with their present. Appreciate what they are becoming, not what they are presently. A lot of tongue-talking Christians, believers, churchgoers, dedicated service member, they don't know the way of honor. They don't understand the way of honor in this kingdom. I'm telling you, I'm unapologetic to being with somebody that does not understand this. Because honor is a very powerful key in this kingdom. And the Bible says, and give, they will salute you and give you 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. Meaning that a lot of 3 men can be walking and carrying something. But what would distinguish the ones that will usher you into greatness is that they will fulfill kingdom principle. They will salute you. There must be a distinguishing factor between who you call your associates. Number 5. Your association must possess God kind of nature. God kind of nature. For God so loved that he gave. that he gave. Giving is just one of his nature. Love is there. Selflessness is there. Do you know that a lot of great men that we celebrate today, you will be shocked to know how much they lend each other money to push their business ideas. Oh, you don't know that when they get to that caliber, they spend a lot of capital because they no longer mingle with small ideas. They mingle with lofty ideas. And sometimes they have to pay their workers, pay their bills. They don't have enough money to push that idea, but their association. Hope you know, let me show you something. Hope you know that what they asked, what they said they will give to Saul. They were, other rendition says, 3 goats, 3 bread, and 1 bottle of wine, right? And they are 3. So 3 loaves of bread, they should take it 1, 1, 1, right? And they are giving Saul 2. So the 3 of them wants to go and share 1. Selflessness. They can part with anything just to see that you attain that greatness. When they said, there's no mountain you won't climb up, shadow you won't light up, running after me. There's nothing you cannot do. There's no risk you cannot take. They possess the God kind of nature. God kind of nature. I'm not saying they are God. God kind of nature. The kind of a thing is not the exact thing itself, but it is similar to it. When you look at them, even though you cannot see God, you are settled in your mind that you have a friend. You have an associate that will never... Do you know how many people have kept their capital doing nothing in their account and it's just what is needed for your business idea? So now tell me. Verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 10. The anointing oil was already on the head of Samuel. But the anointing was not enough. Association played a role. You have fasted and you have prayed. You have done retreats. A lot of prophecy has been said, but some are at the mercy of your association. Verse 5. Number 6. Responsibility. 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 When thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with all of these instruments. Meaning they just went to offer service to God and they were just coming back. They were given to responsibility. I'll soon round up because I want to learn something. Number 7. I don't know. I wrote it as 2 different things, and I don't know which one to tell us. Associate with spiritual brethren, spiritual but not yet empty. Spiritual but not empty. Your association should be gifted, anointed, and useful. Gifted, anointed, and useful. Gifted, anointed, and useful. Do you know that it's possible to be gifted and not anointed? It's possible to be anointed and not useful. It's possible to be gifted and not useful. Gifted, anointed, and useful. That they are coming and they are prophesying doesn't make them perfect. What do they have in their hands that they can make do with? Their hands were not empty. Most of the times, we are always coming and, you know, I'm very careful with this thing. Most of the time, church folks, we are distracted with gifted people outside. We want to associate with gifted people because it looks like we can learn more skills from them, right? It looks like we can gain more business from them. It looks like we can get more referral from them. it is not enough to be gifted. And that is how people lose out on godly association in Christendom. A lot of people now that they are singing secular song, check it. They went after giftings and then they were distracted. They went after giftings and they were pulled out of the house of God. Their own level of anointing could not sustain the pressure in the world. Gifted, anointed, and useful. A lot of our musicians are lost outside because they were looking for fellow gifted men. But what if we choose to be gifted, anointed, and useful in the house of God? That you are not only running after the anointing for prophecy, but yet there's something in your hands. There's a pipe, there's an app, there's a tablet. Spiritual but not empty. The imbalance between secular association and kingdom association is majorly on this last point. So many people know where they are going. They know their destination. They know their assignments. They are churchgoers. It looks like they are on their way to Bethel. But check it, they can prophesy, but they don't have any gifting. This is the difference. I'm telling you, check relationship of secular world and that they are thriving. You will know that they have all of these things, but just the fear of God. Gifted, anointed, and useful. Association in the kingdom is like a reward system. Association in the kingdom, I want you to please listen to this very well, is likened to a reward system. You also must sow these seeds in your life in order to harvest good association. You must, I must, we must sow these 7 seeds in our life if we truly want to harvest good association. Most of the time we are crying and we are praying, God, send me helper. Have we been able to inculcate? Have I been able to inculcate the 7 things? Association is a reward system. You reap. I wrote it here. Your association is like a reward system or proof of the kind of value you have invested in yourself. Your association is like a reward system of the kind of value you have invested in yourself. It is very wrong not to invest any value in yourself and you want to reap this kind of association. Nobody will accompany you to greatness when there is no value in you. We are in a world where people are unapologetic to discarding anybody that is not useful. It does not look like what you want to hear, but we are in a season where God is lifting men upon the wings and the shoulder of another man. The job you are craving for, somebody started the company. So you are only reaping the reward of that person starting up an idea. Whatever value you have not invested in yourself, don't place expectation to get a reward of it. If I look at my circle today, which I have to do since God gave me this message, if I look at my circle today and I don't have at least 3 to 5 persons that I am sure and certain of their greatness, it means I am not valuable enough. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. That's the report card. Because it's not possible for me to be valuable and people will not knock on my door. It's not possible. God hides his treasures in men. God hides his treasures in men. You can partake of it. You can see it. You can discern it. You can attract it. You can magnetize it. Only if you are valuable. God hides his treasures in men. David had no reason to enter the palace to play for Saul until there was a system of value and advantage upon his destiny. The next palace we are hiring is at the mercy of our value. I have known people, let me not even say I've known people. While I was in Abuja with my sister, I have gone to Central Business District to go and do prayer work in front of government parastatals praying for job. But I beg to tell you, I can meet one person that will unlock that opportunity for me. Association. It means I was not valuable enough in Abuja to attract that kind of association. Some things don't need prayer work. Some things don't need... Do you know that immediately after this chapter, Samuel told Saul, now go and eat yourself for 7 or 10 days. He recommended retreat after association has played their role. Arrange your equation very well. Don't bring retreat before quality relationship. I want to get it for us in case you think I don't know what I'm saying. Verse 8 of chapter 10. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what to do. This was after he has met with all of these people. And I said, now you can now go and pray. Now you can now go and hide yourself. Now you can now go and tarry. If we, you know, the people of this world, they have this intelligence. And do you know that the painful part is that they stole this intelligence from the Bible? Hope you know that anytime you read the Bible, you must come across one thing that other people are doing right, that we are not doing right in the kingdom. I'm telling you. He says that there is a place for everything under the sun. There is a time and there is a season. Yes, you will go on a retreat, but meet with this destiny-defining man. Meet with this destiny. A lot of us have lost out on association because we are hidden. There's time to be hidden. When you hide to get value, you must come out to dispense the value. You can't still remain in hiding to dispense value. Nobody will celebrate it in hiding. Let me ask us a question. If it was okay for David to only rule 600 men that was within him in Adullam, I think he should never come out. Because in Adullam, he had peace. Nobody was looking for his life. Nobody was chasing him. But there's always more. There's always more. Don't think that those number of 10 people that believe in you or 20 people that believe in you is okay. No, come out of Adullam. 600 men, 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 2, believed in him, supported him, led their life, left their wives. But David said, no, it's about the throne, not Adullam. It's about greatness. There are a level of result you cannot bring or chunk out in this kingdom if you are not great. It's about greatness, not Adullam. I am eyeing the throne. It is not a sin for you to eye greatness. Eye it and get the principle that will take you there. Oh no, this position is for people that they later in life they will be corrupted. Who told you? If fire never leaves your altar, as said in Leviticus, you will not be corrupted. One of the things that Papa fights so much in the life of every leader in this ministry is mediocrity. Don't be satisfied with the 600 within Adullam. Are they loyal? Yes. Are they committed? Yes. Are they consistent? Yes. Are they sacrificial? Yes. But you can influence more. As I take my close, two scriptures as I close. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6 and 1 Corinthians 5:11. 2 Thessalonians 3 6 and 1 Corinthians 5:11. I want us to read it together. That's why I'm waiting. Can we read it together, please? Hold on. Hold on. Have I offended anybody tonight? If you're not smiling to me, it means you're angry with me. Okay. One, two, ready, go. Do I need to explain? Let me tell you what I wrote. No, capital letter no, is a statement of the strong, the determined, and the focused. No is a statement of the strong, the determined, and the focused. No is a statement of the strong, the determined, and the focused. Withdraw yourself with no sense of apology. Don't get emotional about any association. If it's not taking you to your place of destiny, why should you be emotional about it? Hope you know Jesus left his family to be able to preach in the temple. If he does not preach in the temple, how would they know that he's anointed and he's the Son of the living God? If he had remained at home alone with his sibling and his parents, who will place demand on his anointing? He said, withdraw yourselves from every brother, sister, uncle, auntie, neighbor, friend, partner that walketh disorderly. As I'm following you like this, your footstep is not reliable to take me to my destination. Today you are here, tomorrow you are there. Next tomorrow you are there. I'm unapologetic. I need to face my destination. Withdraw. It's not a sin. First Corinthians 5:11. 5 minutes to go. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, covetous, idolater, railer, drunkard, extortioner, with such as one, with such and one, no one to eat. Meaning, another rendition say, don't even sit down to talk with them, to eat with them. If you look at all of these attributes and is present in the life of your associates, don't keep company with them. Do you see that the Bible is so direct, so precise about association? He said, do not keep company with any man that exhibits any of this character. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20 says that if you walk with a wise man, you will be termed as wise. And the company of fools, if you walk with that fornicator, you are the next. That covetous person, you are the next. Imagine, he that walketh with the wise. Hope you know this, they didn't say that. He that marries. Remember Psalm 1 verse 1. That walketh, sitteth, and standeth. So just by walking, a blessedness of wisdom is upon your destiny. I told you that these three attributes will determine your blessedness in life. Blessed is the man that. So there's a walking and there's a wisdom. Even though they are not living in the same house together, they walk it together. They are not born of the same mother, they walk it together. They didn't attend the same school, they walk it together. Among four wise men, even if there is one foolish, that foolish can be termed wise because you are among the wise. Saul prophesied, not because it was his destiny to be a prophet, but he found himself amidst. Look at your circle. If you have to close your eyes to picture your circle, I told us general, periodic, and strategic association. Are they companies of wise? Companies of fools? Do they sustain the capacity to take you to your destination? Are they also aspiring greatness as you're aspiring greatness? Do they have a defined destination and a precise assignment? How responsible are they? We have taken our time to pray for over 30 minutes at the start. So it's not a prayer of anointing. It's a prayer of wisdom. It's a prayer of wisdom. It's a prayer of wisdom. Lost stamina and discernment to identify godly and goodly association and the wisdom to build them. Is a prayer of wisdom. Is a prayer of wisdom. It's a prayer of wisdom. Oh Lord, help me. Some of us, we have spent 20 years in this earth realm, and 10 or 15 out of it has been wasted because of ungodly association. Can you rededicate the remaining years of your life? Can you rededicate it? Can you be stingy about it? Can you say, God, I only permit and give access to those that carry your mind? Can you pray? Can you pray? It's a prayer of wisdom. It's a prayer of wisdom. Lord, make me wise. Give me stamina. Give me strength. Give me focus. Remember, you have to be valuable yourself before you can reap.
Lord, give me the wisdom. Wisdom to choose wisely. He that walketh with the wise men, not wise man, wise men. You need not just one wise. You need as many wise men as possible. He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools. You don't want to be destroyed. You don't want to be destroyed in your walk. So it matters who you walk with. It matters who you walk with. Sometimes this man will not look like it. Sometimes they will not just be like the ones that you think. You heard what Mama said. Sometimes they may appear in rags. Shagala lefanda ribokosa. Vimanta kuraskalai tomba de bakai. A priest walked past the Samaritan. The man that was beaten by the wayside. A Levite walked past him. But it was a man that had no connection with him by tribe. That waited, took him to the doctor. He said, treat him any amount that it would take. Ensure that this man comes out of his face. Who can stand by you? Who can wait with you? Who can insist that you birth greatness? Nobody is permitted to birth greatness unassisted. Somebody must be there to help you. Who is the person that is announcing you the corridor of greatness? Every influence is heralded by a man. Every influence is heralded by a man. Who is going to herald your influence? Kali, Fama Shalai Kumbakatai, Shabere Kufale Makarakatulabai, from Rasu Safeli, Rapakarakatele de Marakaitaba. Spirit of discernment. Jesus' name we pray. You see, there is a very unhealthy practice, especially amongst the household of faith. And that is one thing that God is giving me grace in this house to break. All these unhealthy thoughts that you carry an advantage than another person is demonic. It's demonic. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, it is not given to a man who walketh to direct his own steps. It's not given to any man to be the one walking and yet you're the one directing your step. It's not given to any man. You come and then because you carry an advantage of, say, you came up from a stable home, you came up from a home that has a degree of financial wherewithal, and then you look at other people and you commonize them, they talk and you just shut them out. You don't have respect for the presence of other people. Who knows that once upon a time, a former governor of a state that has been out of government for years will be the reason why other people that did not even campaign will be winning elections. And they sat with him, spoke with him. Do you know about people that felt, if I had known, I would have just gone to look for House of Assembly ticket. Peradventure, I can roll upon the value of this man to also get my result. When God wants to lift a man, like Mama said, every time God lifts a man, he used the instrumentation of men. Don't look down on anybody. 1 Samuel chapter number 30, the Bible said that David lost everything in Ziklag. He lost everything. But there was a man who was sick, and his master left him for 3 days. Because he was sick, he said, "Benny, go and die. You cannot stop me. We want to go and have fun. You are too sick to journey with us." It was a setup. It means David would not have been able to recover if he had not met that sick guy. And immediately he met that sick guy. He said, "This guy is sick. Somebody get him bread. Somebody get him wine." He got him resuscitated. And he asked him, "Where are you from?" Little did he know that the person that he resuscitated is the person that can give him the information of where his two wives, his children, and the wives and the properties that they came and they invaded in Ziklag. Could it be that the one that is going to announce you in the corridor, you have looked down on them and passed them? Where you saw me, garage, all these guys that are, you know, people you called bad boys. I see them, I honor them. How are you? God bless you. Pastor, Kilon Shele, Pastor Adija. I will not give you money to smoke. I will not give you money to drink. But if you want to eat food, let's go. Pastor, tell anybody about it. Stop it. Sometimes I want to tell them, forget about that. He that watcheth us never sleeps nor slumber. But they have their own days. Is that me? Please value men. It's okay if sometimes your paradigms or your reasonings might not be the same. But don't insult men. And you see, the one you call a saint was once upon a time a sinner. Everybody today you are calling, anointed man of God, once upon a time he was helpless. Pay attention to quality, valuable relationship. It's a life goal for me and my wife. It's a life goal. It is difficult. It is impossible for you to pass through my life or pass through my world, and there will be nothing of impact that will come from me to you. It's a security. Naturally, me, I don't do it for gains. But the gains must come. If somebody come, if I go downstairs and somebody slaps me, some of you will forget that you're born again before You have slapped somebody back before you remember, sorry, I'm actually born again. I shouldn't have done that. Why would you slap my man of God? Who can fight for you? Who can speak at the enemies at the gate? Who is your Mordecai? When people are planning evil behind your back, that they can say, no, not under my watch will this happen. Pay attention to quality relationships. Love people. Honor people. Don't do all this. It's not my class. You are not my class. It's stupidity. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. Your father was a classmate of somebody in his league that is very wealthy today. And they cannot leverage on that relationship to better their own life. Let's make a better use of these opportunities we have. One of the things I trust God in the name of Jesus Christ that we will do in this ministry is that we will build qualitative, very qualitative and coordinated synergy with one another. Qualitative, coordinated synergy. Where someone is somebody's brother indeed. You have not eaten, I will insist that you must eat. Even if it means me sharing my own bread with you. And don't just look for such men out there. You become one first. Become one. Become one. It's a security for you. There's other people that are close to me now. I know when it's time for them to get married, they may not even spend one naira of their money. Association. If you spend for everything you buy in life, get ready for hard life. If your money is present in everything you purchase in your destiny, you are going to be living. The Bible says the ways of a transgressor is hard. You have transgressed a law, so your days will be hard. In the name of Jesus, Father, teach us the way of honor. As a house, teach us a way to value relationships. In the name of Jesus, that as we go in the way, the men that you have set in the course of our destiny to help our hands up. In the battles of life, when our hands are weary, may our Joshua and Hur always be present to lift our hands up. In the name of Jesus. When we carry the cross of our life, may there always be a Simon of Cyrene that will help us carry and share in our burdens. In the name of Jesus. And for some of you who are victims of bad and faulty relationships and has made you vow that you will never open up to people again, I pray for healing for your soul. I pray for healing for your soul. That the Holy Spirit will take your heart on a journey and He will be your best companion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. And for your vessel, our mother in Israel, you have used to bless us. Father, we pray that there shall be a deluge release of the anointing and the grace of God upon her life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will cause her to increase in influence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that that generation will call her blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, this will not be the last we shall hear of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we that we are saying amen, that which we have said concerning her shall be our allocation too. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you step out in this week, let destiny help us come for you. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the activation of wealth creators. I pray for the activation of wealth connectors. I pray for the activation of wealth supervisors. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the activation of wealth developers. That when there is information and knowledge that will better your destiny, may you not be late to hear it. In the name of Jesus. May this week be a week of testimony. What you've been believing the Lord for, I say amen to it. Anyone that is sick in your body, I command you, be healed now. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.
We are certain you have been blessed listening to this message. GAIN is a ministry saddled with the mandate of presenting the accurate word of God in a form that is readily understood to birth the convictions and transformation needed for kingdom advancement, both in the heart of men and across territories. You can contact us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/GAIN Ministry or call us on 0803-497-7866. God bless you. Amen.